Welcome to the 7 Days of Sleep, a series of 10-minute sessions designed to help you get the sleep you need. We crave sleep for many reasons. It builds our immune system. It strengthens our memory and ability to learn. It balances our hormones and regulates our emotions. Just like hunger and thirst, the urge to sleep is a physiological instinct. Everyone wants quality sleep. And when we're young, for the most part, it's easy to get. But as we age, sleep challenges become more and more common. Millions of people lie in bed at night, tossing and turning, wanting nothing more than a peaceful slumber. The problem is, our busy minds won't turn off. Now, it's understandable. We live in a busy world where anxiety, pressures, and worries build through the day. Then at night, lo and behold, we're unable to sleep. The ironic thing is, the harder we try, the further we push sleep away. Ultimately, we want to relax our active minds in order to drift off with ease. Through this 7-day program, you'll learn how to do just that by understanding more about how sleep works. I'll be teaching you how to develop the habit of mindfulness through the day so you're less wound up at night. I'll suggest ways to integrate changes to daily habits as well as bedtime routines. You'll learn how to become less reactive when you can't sleep at night and what to do with a worried or overactive mind. By learning to think like a good sleeper, your relationship to sleep will significantly change. And that alone is the biggest factor in what perpetuates sleep problems. In addition to various techniques you'll learn through the 7-day practice, at the end of each session, I'll recommend one of our guided sleep sessions to help you drift off each night. Combining both day and evening sessions is an ideal way to reset and see noticeable improvements to your sleep. And with that, we're ready to start. We'll begin with a technique that prepares the mind and body for sleep. It's a breathing technique to concentrate and still the mind. Start by finding a quiet place to sit where you won't be disturbed. Take a position on a cushion or chair with a straight back and close your eyes. Let your shoulders and hands rest easily. And feel yourself begin to relax. We'll start by taking a few deep breaths to transition you from wherever you were a few moments ago to where you are right now. Inhaling deeply and exhaling slowly. Filling the lungs up with air and then releasing them. With each breath you take, letting go just a little bit more. Feel your body become heavy, sinking deeper into your chair or cushion. As you become still, return your breath to normal, letting it become light and easy. Following the breath, noticing how it draws into your body and as it leaves your body. Not doing anything special or regulating it in any way, just breathing naturally. Now place your attention on the small area within and around the nostrils. With each breath you take, feel the cool air as it enters your body and the warm air as it flows out. Breathing in, observe the air entering your nostrils. Breathing out, observe the air releasing. You may experience sensations in the small area around the nostrils or just above the upper lip. There may be tingling or pulsing, itching or throbbing. Just notice whatever is here. Keep your attention focused on the small isolated area within and around the nostrils. Concentrate on it fully. You'll find from time to time your mind will wander off. Don't worry when this happens. Without holding any judgment, gently bring your focus back to the breath. Allow your thoughts to appear, then let them float away like clouds crossing the sky. Keep returning to the breath over and over, back to the cool air entering the nostrils, back to the warm air releasing. If your mind's wandered, come back to the breath, tuning in to this moment. The more you concentrate on the area around and within your nostrils, the more sensations may grow. If you don't feel sensations here, that's fine too. Keep following the breath. Follow it all the way in till the very end of the inhale. Then as your inhale comes to an end, follow the breath all the way out to the exhale. Keep your mind concentrated on just the breath, nothing but the breath. And as we come to the end of the session, just take a moment to notice how you feel. If you feel a sense of stillness, it's because when we tune into the present, we're not worrying about what's next. That's when sleep comes, when the mind is at ease. And if we can develop the habit of stepping in through the day to give our minds a brief break as anxiety starts to build, we're better equipped to fall asleep at night. Now, in order to get the most out of this program, you'll want to practice one session each day for the next week. You can also start paying attention to daily habits that might be interfering with sleep at night. Things like making sure you don't drink caffeine or alcohol too close to bedtime, making efforts not to eat spicy or high sugar foods late in the evening, and getting a daily dose of exercise, even if it's just a walk. These are all helpful habits you can implement to ensure you aren't interfering with the natural process of sleep. As you move through the day, pay attention and see if you notice a direct correlation between these habits and how well you sleep at night. Last, this evening when you head to bed, try out our body scan for sleep session called Deep Sleep. This can be found under the Sleep tab of the Meditate menu in our app. It's a soothing meditation to help you fall asleep and will give you a taste of the technique you'll be learning tomorrow. You can take it with you right into bed, and don't worry about making it through the whole session. Feel free to drift off anytime. Now take a moment to wiggle your fingers and toes, and when you're ready, open your eyes. Congratulations on completing day one of the 7 days of sleep. I wish you a restful evening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for day two.